For today's snippet, we bring you an interview with Julianne Roddy, an American exchange student that's been living in Adelaide for the past 4 months. She shares her views on Adelaide, Australia, and tells us a bit about her American life as well. We hope you enjoy the interview. We have in the studio the beautiful Julianne Roddy. She's a 21-year-old exchange student. She's currently at Flinders University. She's come to us from LA via Chicago and leaves only in a couple of days, so we've just caught her in the nick of time. We're going to get to LA in a second, Julianne.
Okay.
How have you found Adelaide, firstly?
Wow, okay. Adelaide is definitely a change of pace. Very slow. The metro system is, it takes me hours to get to Rundle Mall. But I love how homey it is. I love the homey feeling. I love the sense of security. I feel very safe here.
It was interesting. We were talking on the way up here and you were saying you can't even have your phone out. And yet I noticed you get here at the station, you've got your purse laid out on the desk here and, you know, casual and relaxed. It must be a nice feeling for a change.
Yeah, I've been here for too long. When I get home, I need to figure it out.
What do you mean she can't get it out?
Her phone?
Yeah.
People take it out of your hands. They steal it.
Here?
No.
Over there.
In Chicago, I've seen people's phones get snatched out of their hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Train system. I hide it in my pocket. I don't want anybody taking my phone.
I think that's the mantra of everyone under, I think now it's got to be under 60, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's getting that way, isn't
it? Everyone's getting so connected with it. And you're finding our metro system a little bit lacking.
Definitely lacking. It takes me hours to get to and from. I feel like it's more convenient to just walk in some cases. Like from living at Flinders, I usually would just walk down to Marion as opposed to take the bus, because it takes hours on the bus as opposed to 30-minute walk. So
right. And in LA, I don't remember it being much better with travel. Is it?
Well, LA, everyone has a car, so that's
right.
The convenience. Yeah, you know someone with the car. Being that I'm on exchange, I don't really know many people, and people, you know, they have their own thing, so they're not trying to give me a ride everywhere I need to go. But in Chicago, trains take me everywhere.
Yeah, the system there is far better.
Yeah.
So LA would mimic us a little bit better, wouldn't it? Because we're all pretty car-centric in this
town. And it's quite sprawled, to be fair, with LA. It's, you sort of would stick to your area mainly, I imagine.
Right, exactly. So
it's a bit like Sydney then, isn't it? Like if you live in Sydney. Have you been to Sydney?
I have. And Sydney, to me, reminded me so much of New York.
It does. It's a mini.
Yes.
It's a mini version, isn't it?
Exactly. I loved it. Sydney was beautiful. It was so fast-paced out there.
Compared to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And compared to Melbourne. I went to Melbourne and it was more cosmopolitan, I would say.
I reckon it's like San Francisco.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because I've always compared that way. San Francisco is Melbourne. Oh, no, I actually thought Adelaide was more San Francisco.
I would Melbourne. Say Melbourne.
You would have said Melbourne?
Because it has the bay.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, then where are we? We're
a country town, and to come up into Mount Barker, we're even more of a country town. But some people like that. Now, I want to find out a little bit more about LA.
Okay.
So what's important to LA people?
I would say status. Food's really important to us. We have so many different eateries.
And by status, do you mean your standing in your job? In your money? What are you referring to there? Or all of it?
I would say your name, so to speak. Social media has introduced so many new names, so many people, has given so many people an opportunity as far as whatever career they want to strive for, whether that be art, singing, acting, whatever. Just the ranking you hold. The more people that know you, the more you're praised, and you want to be praised in such a big town. You want people to know who you are.
And there's so many opportunities over there, though, as well, isn't there? There's so many people. So if you make it big, I imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get that foot in the door,
you're off and running.
Exactly.
Yeah, and just reiterating that you're here to learn journalism. That's your bag at the moment. That's
correct.
Where you're thinking of heading with your job.
Yes.
So you'd have a lot to write about when you go back to LA.
Definitely. Oh, my diary is filled. Yes.
And given that you don't live there now, you live in Chicago, but during your time in LA and your mum and dad and your family are there.
Right.
Which are going to see you soon.
Exactly.
Excited.
Yes.
Earthquakes. Mm-hmm. How do you live with that? Because I've actually been there myself during one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you guys do? Have you got a shelter that you hide in? Do you just run into the doorway and kiss your bottom for the best?
Well, for the past few earthquakes, we've all kind of just slept through them. And we wake up and we're like, did you feel that earthquake?
Just read about it in the paper.
Exactly. And then go back to sleep.
Oh, wow. So there's none of that fear. Do you go and see the earthquake movies when they come out?
No, I don't want to. No.
Don't want that in.
Yeah, I don't want that in my
bit too close to home, literally, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite interesting that you've got that earthquake thing and then you've got the greatest place on earth just down the road called Disneyland.
Right.
I love that place.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we all?
Have you been to Disneyland?
Yes, of course. Yeah. We actually run a race, a 5K, called the Disney Marathon every year.
Yeah.
And people travel from all over the world for this race, and it's quite magical. You run through the park. You see all the characters. They introduce the new theme that they have that year. So it's I love it. I look forward to doing it every year. I do it with my two brothers. Meet so many people.
That's just terrific, isn't it? 5K, you say?
Yeah, you can do 5K. There's 10K, half marathon.
Mm. And what themes? What sort of themes have they put behind it?
They've had Tinkerbell.
Oh, yes.
Star Wars.
Yep.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm sure this year will probably have something to do with, like, finding Dorothy. I mean, Dory. That's Dorothy, right?
I was calling her Dorothy last week. I had to be corrected. That's a better name, isn't it?
Exactly.
Finding Dorothy. Yeah. Or is that like finding Dot the book? And have you won?
Well, it's not really competitive in that sense. Everyone gets a medal. It's just
that's
for
awesome.
Fun. Yeah, it's just a magical experience. So I love it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to a short break.
Okay.
We'll come back and have a little bit more of a chat with you, Julianne, who is visiting us from LA and Chicago, where she is studying. Continuing our conversation with a delightful young woman from LA, who actually is an exchange student from Chicago, where she's doing her degree in the media and journalism. And we were talking with you, Julianne, about LA, but I'm sort of wanting to move to Chicago because I've actually never been there. Mm-hmm. And just wondering about university there compared to uni here.
Definitely a huge difference. So my home university in Chicago is called Columbia College Chicago. It's a liberal arts school, so there's no science, mathematics, any of that, although we are taught that in order to retain our degree. But strictly arts and everything, so the classes are formed and catered to the students and their specific interests. So everyone that I study with has the same major as me. And I love this because we spark new ideas from each other. We learn from each other, one another, not strictly the professor. And our professor is a skilled, he may have been or she may have been an ex-radio host or an ex-writer or may have owned a newspaper. They have some type of, like, they've been in the field.
They've got professionalism behind them, haven't they?
Yeah. Exactly. So it's great to learn from someone who has experience as opposed to just someone who's just reading a book and telling you what they read.
And you were saying, Julianne, before that the our study is more a pack study method as opposed to it's really individually assessed with you, isn't it? And
exactly.
And therefore the work you produce therefore becomes your own.
Exactly.
In many respects.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I was telling you before, I feel more passionate about the work I do at home because I feel more passion coming from my instructors. They want me to learn, so I want to show them that I'm learning. Here, if I miss my lectures, I can just watch them online. And honestly, I don't watch them online after I miss them because I've already forgot about it. So when it comes down to producing the work, it's not my best work because I feel like the instructor doesn't care. So then, therefore, I feel like I shouldn't care.
That's interesting. So do you not do online teaching at all in Colombia?
We have online courses, but because of the type of learner I am, I need to be present, so I don't do online courses.
So they don't give you the. So you're when you're doing your course at Columbia, it's all teacher one-on-one or class on one.
It's a small class. It's not one-on-one, but the teacher definitely gives you one-on-one attention. So if they see you struggling in any way, they will come to you. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a really interesting thing here because the university here is making a decision to go to filmed. Lectures.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had one lecture, which you probably know, you're doing the same subject as me, but there are only three people turning up to the lecture.
Right.
And that's really hard for a lecturer to get anything across when he's got that little response.
So they're returning to doing online and
but
staying at home.
They want to actually move in that direction to go online, and they're happy for the students to do
see,
that
I
with them.
See, I don't like that. I think you need to be there.
You miss
that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know they've even doing online teaching a teacher to be a teacher. How do you become a teacher if you don't have contact?
With the teacher.
With the, exactly. You know, like,
maybe that's what students
are saying. It's a bit crazy. Yeah. And the other thing, I did a bit of research on unis over there compared to us. It sounded like you've got your own city. Like I was reading where at 2 o'clock in the morning you can ring up and get a delivery from anywhere.
Oh, my God.
You know, this is what you would be missing.
So much. So many times I'm up at wee hours of the morning and I'm hungry. I just need that food to just fully help me finish whatever I'm trying to get through, and there's nothing open. And if there's something open, it's 6 miles away. I can't hop on the train. The buses are done for the night.
Exactly. It's a shutdown.
Yeah, it's shut down. So what am I to
do? Isn't that amazing that you can just pick up the phone over there and that's what you do? You're in your dorm because you're studying and people cram.
And they don't have close signs. Because they're never close. They don't need to put their hours of business on the window.
And also you have a U-Pass. What's a U-Pass?
Yes. So it's basically just a student card and it's access to every transportation system. So the trains, the buses. We don't have ferries or anything in Chicago. But the trains, the buses, the upper ground and underground subway. So,
and that's incorporated in the cost of your learning, isn't it? So it's all part of the deal. See, to me, that's really a sensible thing to be doing for the kids.
I agree.
But they've got access to the public transport, and that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, true. And the fact that they can ring up and get fed when they're doing their cramming. I think that's really important.
And it teaches us to be independent. You know, when you have that U-Pass, you have to learn how to get from point A to point B on your own. So as opposed to here, like,
you hop in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
GPS.
Yeah.
We've got a million questions, and I know we're going to run out of time, but one question I do want to go to. Facebook is so big here in Australia. Is that your method of communication in the US as well?
It's so funny because it's not. I actually logged off of Facebook before I entered high school.
How could you do that?
My mom logged on, so I had to log off. I'm like, okay, this is for you. I need to find my lane. And our lane for my generation, I would say, is like Snapchat, Instagram.
My daughter's Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, everything's funny.
Exactly, yes.
Peek.
Exactly. Selfies all day.
Yeah. It's only us, Lee.
It's only an older generation thing, Facebook now, is it?
Yeah, the only people who like my status are my relatives. And I'm like, oh, where's my friends? They're on Snapchat.
See, we're only just caught up.
Yeah.
And we can't even handle Twitter.
We
were trying to study that once to work out.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
It just went over our heads. It was terrible.
I've still got a Twitter account. They still send me the information. You know, do you want to get me involved?
Yeah, Twitter is so fast-paced. It's hard to keep up with.
No, I was going to ask, Chicago as a city. Now, we're comparing LA to Chicago, and we can probably compare it back to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Is it a friendly city? Do people say g'day when they're walking down the street? Do you pop into a shop and the shop assistant's nice to you? Is it that type of place, Chicago?
Well, we don't say g'day. That's so Australian.
Oh, what do you say?
We say hi. How are you?
Oh, okay.
You know, what's up?
But, what's up? That's
yeah, exactly. But people are quite friendly. It's actually weird because when I walk out the shops in Adelaide, I'll say thank you and they'll look at me like, what? Why are you didn't even buy anything, you know? But in Chicago. Yeah.
Do you just feel like an idiot, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I always say thank you as I walk out the door.
Yeah.
That's good manners.
They don't realise you've pinched something, though, either. No, I'm not saying that for Julianne. I'm saying that...
I'm sorry. One's tarred, the other one's tarred. No, I think the manners in America are second to none. I love the service over there. I just think it's never too hard, you know, and it's we've got a lot to learn. And I do think it comes down to what you're paid.
Yeah.
And you have to work hard. Yeah. But I think it's now ingrained over there that that's what service is all about.
I agree. Because we have tips. We give tips. You guys don't accept tips out here. Mm. So I think people work harder for their tips to get that money because you tip based on the service you felt that you received. So I've had bad service and I've tipped nothing. I've had good service and I'm a college student, so I still tip nothing, but I'll let you know that service is good. Yeah, exactly.
You do realise in Australia there is one place that you tip. Radio announcers generally get tipped.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
We just need an address to stay. Anywhere LA will do us, won't they? We can do a broadcast from there. Yeah.
We'll start a show. That'll be great.
Now, living on campus, you would be in Chicago, I imagine, and compared to living on campus here in Adelaide, what's the difference here? Is it good?
Oh, okay. More friendly. I had the hardest time making friends out here, which was so sad. I just thought I was going to meet lifelong friends out here. Mm. People already have their set friend groups. They don't want to be interrupted.
Okay.
At home, people are willing, so accepting, so many different friend groups. It's hard to choose who you want to hang out with each night, you know?
But America's like that, isn't it? People don't stay in their hometown. They seem to be quite happy to travel. Why did you travel to Chicago?
Exactly, because every place is different. Every place has its own, they're unique for something.
Mm.
So I think that's why I moved from LA to Chicago, because it's a huge difference. Mm. So
I heard that in Chicago the people are loud but friendly. I've heard, is that true? Is that a description of them? Loud but friendly.
I mean, no one's ever screamed in my ear or anything, but... They're friendly depending on the weather. When it's cold, everyone's mean. So,
and it's cold there.
Oh, cold is an understatement.
They say you've got to wear those puffer jackets, those big things. And even when I looked online, they even take you to a place to buy them so that you don't arrive there and freeze. Because apparently, Lee, they don't have autumn or spring. They only have winter.
Hot. Cold and hot.
And hot, like boiling
so
hot.
So everyone looks like John Candy in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Is that the way it is?
And then I'd still look like John Candy in the summertime.
Exactly.
Have you fallen down at the bar, Julianne? Actually, if Mum's listening, no, you haven't. And Julianne, what we're going to do, we're having such a wonderful time with you this afternoon. We want to welcome you back at 6. We're going to extend our show by a half hour. But I believe we've agreed, apparently.
Yes.
Lee agreed, and I'm on board, to turning the tables on us. And you can ask us anything you...
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Oh. Well, that's our snippet from episode 55. If you'd like to hear more, go to the Evian Lee Podomatic site or the Evian Lee Facebook page where you can hear more. We also have another snippet from episode 55 where Julianne turns the table on us. Turns out to be a lot of fun. Until next week, we look forward to your company. Bye for now.